Today we will do two chapters, chapter 5 and chapter 6, because both chapters are small chapters, not like the fourth chapter. The fourth chapter is a long chapter. So up to the end of the fourth chapter, we have studied how a person practices the first of the kasina meditation, the third kasina, up to the attainment of jhanas, and then making the jhanas the basis for vipassana, practicing vipassana on them and attaining arahantship. But only the jhanas are mentioned here, not the vipassana in this chapter. And the four jhanas are explained in detail in chapter 4, first, second, third, and fourth. That is, four jhanas, all five jhanas, attained through the practice of earth kasina meditation. And if you remember, there are ten kasina meditations mentioned earlier, I think at the beginning of chapter 4. So chapter 5 deals with the remaining kasinas, the remaining meditations. So we had the earth kasina in chapter 4, and in this chapter we will have the remaining 9 kasinas. So the next kasina is water kasina. The word kasina cannot be translated into English. It's very difficult. We for convenience sake, we translated disc meditation, but not all kasina meditation are disc meditation. So I think we just leave it untranslated, kasina. The word kasina means whole, all. So when you, we find it today. When you practice this kind of kasina, you take the whole of the object, not just part of the object. So that's why they are called kasina. So the word kasina in Pali means all or whole. So now we want to practice water kasina. What should we do? One who wants to develop the water kasina should, as in the case of the earth kasina, seat himself comfortably and apprehend the sign in water that is either made up or not made up. So water kasina can be practiced without a made up kasina, kasina disc or something. You can just look at water and practice water kasina meditation on it. That is for those who had experience in the past, especially in the past life. But for those who have no experience, then they will have to make a water kasina. And here, someone with no such previous practice should guard against the full faults of a kasina. That means water should be clear water. What do you call it? Colorless, right? And it should not be blue, it should not be red, it should not be yellow, but just clear water. And not at the full force of kasina means just that mixture with color. So if it is mixed with color, then it will become color kasina and not water kasina. So water has to be pure, clean water. So, and not apprehend the water as one of the colors, blue, yellow, red, or white. He should fill his bowl or a full-footed water pot, something like a kettle or something. Full-footed water pot to the brim with water uncontaminated by soil, taken in the open through a clean cloth, like a strainer, or with any other clear and turbid water. He should put it in a clean place on the outskirts of the monastery as already described and seat himself comfortably. He should neither review its color nor bring its characteristics to mind. That means he should not reflect on its color. Because if you do, then it will be Kala Kasina and not water Kasina. And you should not reflect on the characteristic of water. Water has a characteristic of cohesion. But here, you have to take water as a concept, not as a reality. So just look at water and say water, water, water. You should neither review its color nor bring its characteristic to mind, apprehending the color as belonging to its physical support. Now, maybe there may be some color in the water. I mean, the clear is also a kind of color, but you should not pay attention to it, although you may be seeing it, like in Earth Casino. You may be seeing the earth, or you may be seeing the color of the earth, but you do not reflect on it, you do not keep your mind on the color of the earth, but on the earth itself. So in the same way here, even though there may be some color in the water, you do not pay attention to color, but pay attention to the substance called water. And he should set his mind on the name concept as the most outstanding mental datum, and using any among the various names for water are four, such as rain, ambu, liquid, putaka, dew, wari, fluid, salila. He should develop the kasina by using preferably the obvious water, water. And then you have the footnote. English cannot really furnish five words for water. In Pali, there are many synonyms for water. So the author tells us that you can say any of the words.
But you shouldn't switch words. You should just focus on one thing over and over,
yes,
to exhaust
that's
it.
Right. Yeah.
Should the water be very still?
Yes. Yeah. So in English, just you say water, water. You can say liquid, liquid, or some other things. But water is the word which comes to us naturally when we see the substance.
So this is similar to mantra practice in English.
Something like it. But the meditator does not concentrate on the sound of the sound water, but on the substance, on the concept. Yes. That is the difference. And then he develops this way, looking at the water and then closing his eyes and trying to visualize it and then looking at water again. Okay. Like he did in the Earth Kasina. And then he gets first jhana, second jhana, and so on. Just as with the Earth Kasina. And then here, the learning sign and counterpart sign. If the water has bubbles of froth mixed with it, the learning sign has the same appearance. So if there are bubbles of froth or whatever in the water, the learning sign is the same as that, because learning sign is the exact image of the real thing. And then after you get the learning sign, grasp sign, then you may go to any place and sit down and concentrate on that visualized or remembered image, memorized image. And then the faults appearing in the learning sign will gradually disappear and it will become very clean. So the learning sign has the same appearance and it is evident as a fault in the kasina. But the counterpart sign appears inactive, that means still, like a crystal fan set in space, like the disc of a looking glass made of crystal. With the appearance of that sign, he reaches excess jhana, that is neighborhood jhana, and the jhana tetrad and pentad in the way already described. So he dwells upon the counterpart sign again and again, and then he gets jhana. First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, or five jhanas. That means when he eliminates vitaka and vijara at the same time, then there are four jhanas. If he eliminates one at a time, then there are five jhanas. Those are explained during the last class. The remaining casinos are pretty much the same. The fire casino, you look at fire, some fire. He as he looks at, having had previous practice, is apprehending the sign, it arises in him in any sort of fire, not made up. As he looks at the fiery combustion in the lamp's flame, or in the furnace, or in the place for baking bowls, or in the forest conflagration, as in the elder Jagaguda's case. The sign arose in that elder as he was looking at the lamp's flame while he was in the Uposatha house, that means the chapter house, something like that, on the day of preaching the Dhamma. Anyone else should make one up. So if we have, or if a person has no practice in previously, then he will have to make a fire casino. So he may build a fire, and then he should make a hole a span and four fingers wide in a rush mat or a piece of leather or a cloth. He make a hole. It's about maybe 10 inches diameter. And then look through that hole, look the fire through that hole, and then take that as fire. And there are different synonyms for fire, and you may take any one of them. And the same way, the learning sign and the counterpart sign will appear to you, and if you dwell on the counterpart sign again and again, then jhana will arise, and from beginning with the first jhana, then second, third, fourth, and so on. Then the ayakasena, how do we practice ayakasena? If we had no previous practice, then we, or a yogi should practice ayakasena by looking at something or by feeling. So when you look at a tree shaking in the wind, and you see that is wind, that is air, and as said in this book, you I sit near a window and the wind is coming and you feel the wind rushing on your body. So you can concentrate on that, or you can concentrate on the wind on the treetops or something. So two ways you can practice air casino meditation. And then you can see any one of these synonyms for wind in Pali, but in English it is just air. Here the learning sign appears to move like the swirl of hot steam on rice grill, just withdrawn from an oven. The counterpart sign is quiet and motionless. Counterpart sign is always like that. It's more refined, more smooth, and maybe more brilliant. But the learning sign is just the exact image of the object. Then blue casino. Now the word, the Pali word for blue is nila, N-I-L-A in Pali. And this word can mean not only blue, it can mean even black, like the hair, because the hairs are said to be nila in color. I mean, not hair of Western people. I see many kinds of hair, white, not white, and so on. So it is like hair of the Eastern people, like my hair, say black, and they are described as nila. And in Burma, we translate nila not as blue, but as brown. So between brown and black, this we translate as nila. But a lotus, which is called blue lotus. In Burmese we call say brown lotus, although it is blue. We cannot deny that it is blue. So blue lotus. But we call it brown lotus in Burmese. So there is some
but green would never be discerned.
Green, if it is dark green, then nila would mean
so
that
it's
too.
Very, it's a very dark end of the spectrum.
Yeah, yes. So here also we can have any color bordering on blue, a dark blue, or maybe dark green, or even something like black. And here one can do, one who is learning the blue kasina apprehends a sign in blue, whether in a flower, or in a cloth, or in a color element. Color element simply means paint. So you may paint on a board, say blue color or red color, and practice on it. And you may should take flowers such as blue lotuses, giri kanika, morning glory flowers, etc., and spread them out to fill a tray or a flat basket completely, so that no stamen or stalk shows, and with only their petals. Or he can fill it with the blue cloth bunched up together. Or he can fasten the cloth over the rim of the tray or basket, like the covering of a drum. Or he can make a kasina disc, either portable as desired under the earth kasina, or on a wall with one of the color elements such as branch green, yeah, green, leaf green, anjana ointment black. Anjana ointment means women use to decorate their eyes. What do you call that?
Eyeshadow?
Mascara?
Yes. Mascara. What color is that? Any color. It can be any color?
Well, it's dark. It's usually
dark. Yes, yeah. It must be dark. So, and any one of these colors. Surrounding it with a different color. So, you want to make a blue kasina. Then the circle should be blue, and the bordering color should not be red, yellow or white, but some other color, so that there is no confusion of colors, the other colors. So with a different color. After that, he should bring it to mind as blue, blue. So he look at it and say blue, blue, blue. The others are the same. Others are the similar. The yellow kasina, you use a yellow cloth, yellow flower, or yellow paint. That is the only difference is just the color. And the red kasina, you use red color, red flowers, or red cloth, or red paint. And then white kasina, white color, white flowers, white paint. The light kasina. One who is learning the light kasina apprehends a sign in light in a hole on a wall, or in a keyhole, or in a window opening. So light coming through the hole. So firstly, when someone has met it, having had previous practice, the sign arises in him when he sees the circle thrown on a wall or a floor by sunlight or moonlight entering through a hole in a wall, etc. Or when he sees his circle thrown on the ground by sunlight or moonlight coming through a gap in the branches of a dense leaf tree, or through a gap in a heart made of closely packed branches. Anyone else should use that same kind of circle of luminosity just described, developing it as luminosity, or light. If he cannot do so, he can light a lamp inside a pot. Close the pot's mouth, make a hole in it, and place it with the hole facing the wall. So the lamp light goes out of the hole and throws a circle on the wall, and look at that circle and say, light. He should develop that as light. This lasts longer than the other kinds. That means the sunlight, moonlight may change. So they may not last long, but this light, which is put in a pot and then have the rays go fall on the wall, it lasts longer. And the landing sign is like a circle thrown on the wall on the ground. The counterpart sign is like a compact, bright cluster of lights. The rest is as before. And the next one, the last one, is the limited space casino. Now, here it is said limited space to differentiate from infinite space, which is the object of formless jhana, arupa vajra jhana. So after getting the fifth jhana, the fourth or the fifth jhana, if a person wants to go want to attain arupa vajra jhana, then he has to practice first the kasina, and then he make that the sign disappear and dwell on the space first, which was taken by the sign, and then he expands this sign until the end of the world or the end of the universe. But here, first, it takes the space which is limited. So it is like looking at a round hole, something like that. So one who is learning the space casino apprehends a sign in the hole in a wall, or in a keyhole, or in a window opening. And so, firstly, when someone has met it, having had previous practice, the sign arises in him when he sees any such gap as a hole in a wall. Anyone else should make a hole, a span, and 4 fingers broad in a well-thatched hut, or in a piece of leather, or in a rush mat, and so on. He should develop one of these, or a hole such as a hole in a wall, as space, space. So looking at the hole and say space, space, space. Here the landing sign resembles a hole together with the wall. So there is limit, there is a boundary to the hole. That is why in that stage, attempts to expand it fail. So you cannot expand in your mind, you cannot expand that sign, because it has limit, it has a boundary. The counterpart sign appears only as a circle of space. Here there is no boundary, just a circle of space, and so attempt to extend it succeed. The rest should be understood as described under the art casino. So these are the 10 casinas. All of the 10 casinas can lead to a yogi to attain all 4 jhanas or all 5 jhanas. Now, the heading of the following is general, but I think it is interesting. Interesting part of this chapter, because we will learn what results can we get from the jhanas based on the practice of kasina meditation. And you know, in the books, many like miracles are stated, like going flying through the air, or going into the earth, or creating storms or fire or something. So for psychic powers now. Now, in order to get those powers, first one has to attain all the 8 jhanas, not only the rupa vajra jhanas, but arupa vajra jhanas also. So all the 8 or 9 jhanas. And then he goes back to the 4th or 5th jhana, rupa vajra jhana, and then practices it in a special way, so that the supernormal power or direct knowledge, as it is called in this book, arises in that person. So when the direct knowledge arises, as he wished, he is able to see things far away, or he is able to hear sound far away, and so on. Now, there are monks who show their power, the psychic power or something. So suppose you want to shake the whole of this building, then what must you do? you suppose you have power, but if you go about it in the wrong way, you won't be able to do that. So in order to shake this building, then you must first practice jhana, taking water kasina as an object, not earth kasina as an object. If you develop jhana on earth kasina, it will become more stronger, and you will not be able to shake it. So if you want to shake this building, then you have to practice jhana on water kasina. So water is fluid. And then you develop direct knowledge, and you'll be able to do that. So something like that. And these are mentioned in the following paragraphs. So they are interesting.
Excuse me, you said in order to get those psychic powers, one has to attain all eight jhanas.
Yes.
And then come back to...
The fourth, yes.
And concentrate on that in a special way?
In a special way, yes. They will explain later. The last chapter of the first, this. I think chapter 13. It's interesting, you know. That's a story. A story of a novice, it is said, that he had psychic powers. So he went up to the world of gods. And then he said, I will show my power to you, to these celestial beings, to the nymphs and all. So he said, I will shake your mansion, I will shake your building so that you become afraid. So he did that. Okay, he tried to do that, but he was not successful. He couldn't shake it at all. And so the celestial nymphs teased him, and then he went back ashamed. And so he went back to his teacher, and he told him, he tried to shake the celestial mansion, and he was unable to do that. So his teacher said, you get into a wrong jhana meditation. Because he practiced jhana on the earth kasina. So he couldn't shake the mansion. So next time he went up again, and then the celestial nymphs teased him again. But that time their king said, don't teach him now. Now he has got instructions from his teacher, and so you will see what he'll do. So that time he was able to shake the celestial mansion, so something like that. So they are mentioned in the following paragraph. So the first one, the results of Earth Kasina. The Earth Kasina as a basis for such powers as the state described as having been one, he becomes many. That means you multiply yourself, your images, etc. Now let me read that etc. Being one, he becomes many. Or having become many, becomes one again. He becomes visible or invisible. He goes feeling no obstruction to the further side of a wall or rampart or hill, as if through air. He penetrates up and down through solid ground, as if through water. He walks on water without breaking through, as if on solid ground. He travels cross-legged in the sky, like the birds on wing. Even the moon and the sun, so potent, so mighty though they be, does he touch and feel with his hand. He reaches in the body even up to the heaven of Brahma. So, such things can be done through the direct knowledge. And stepping and standing or sitting on space or on water by creating earth, and acquisition of the basis of mastery, those are the jhanas again, but specially developed jhanas, by the limited and measureless method. The water kasina is a basis for such powers as diving in and out of the earth. So if you want to dive into the earth, you first enter into water kasina, and something like in your mind created water there, and so you can get into the water. Causing rainstorm, creating rivers and seas, making the earth and rocks and palaces quake. All. If you want to read the references, I can give you the page numbers. For D178, the English translation is Dialogues of the Buddha, Volume 1, page 88. And then M213 is Middle Length Sayings, second volume, page 213, and so on.
This footnote here, this is off the track, excuse me, but it says, at the very end, the text remarks, since the desires are not called empty in the sense that space, which is entirely void of individual essence, is called empty. Now, so since desires are not empty.
Right. The emptiness in Theravada teaching is different. Whenever we say empty, we mean it is empty or devoid of permanency, devoid of happiness, devoid of self, something like that. But not that they have no existence of their own, because desire is a reality, paramattha, one of the ultimate realities. Desire is a mental factor. So it has its own existence, its own, what about that, entity or something. But it is free from, or it is void of permanency. It is void of happiness, or sukha, and it is void of self, ego. So they are called void or sunya. So it is different.
So it's not it is empty in the sense that it's going to change, but it's not permanent.
Right.
In that sense, it's empty.
Yes.
Sense it's empty.
Yeah.
But it's not empty in the sense that it has momentary reality or momentary existence.
It has momentary existence.
Well, space doesn't even have momentary existence.
Space is not included in the reality. Space is considered to be a concept, space and time.
Well, that sounds like the Mahayana understanding of emptiness.
No, because sense desires are also empty.
Yeah, but he said it was empty in the sense of not having permanent existence.
Right. No. In that sense, that's Mahayana and Theravada did for that.
Is that your description of the sense of desire being empty different from Mahayana? Sounds the same to me.
I don't know what sunya means in Mahayana. I think if it means that sense desire has no existence of its own, but it is just something like a concept, then it is different. What we understand by sunya is that it is devoid of impermanency and so on, but it has its own existence, the momentary existence. It arises and then it disappears. So during that moment, it is real, so it is called reality. But this reality has no qualities of permanency and so on. No substance.
Is the same, but the part where sense desires is also empty as a concept, that's different, because it's real. It's not a concept; it's a real thing. In Theravada, in some strands of Mahayana, it's empty in that it itself is also a concept. It has no In Mahayana, that's also an agreement. I think that it exists really temporarily. It's true, I think, also in Mahayana, that this other aspect of its emptiness as a concept is where is the concept, where there's different.
Yeah.
So, could you, excuse me, give me the reference on Dialogues of the Buddha again?
Yeah, first volume, page 88. Yes. And 213 is middle length sayings, second volume, page 213, etc. And then M1253 is middle length saying, volume 1, page 308. And the fire casino is a basis for such powers as smoking, flaming, causing showers or sparks, countering fire with fire, ability to burn only what one wants to burn, causing light for the purpose of seeing visible objects with the divine eye. Burning up the body by means of the fire element at the time of attaining Nibbana. Now, ability to burn only what one wants to burn. That we found in Sanyukta Nikaya. So, S4-290, the translation is a Kindred Sayings, volume 4, page 196 and so on. So there a monk did that. Let me see. And the Venerable Mahaka went to his lodging and shut the bolt of the door, so wrought by magic power that a flame came through the keyhole and the parts about the door bar and set the grass on fire, but not the cloak. Then Jeter, the householder, in alarm with hair on end, beat out the cloak and stood aside. So here, this venerable showed his power. I mean, this psychic power, something. A flame came through the keyhole and the parts about the door bar and set the grass on fire, but not the cloak. So his cloak did not burn, but the grass burned. So that is what is said here. Ability to burn only what one wants to burn. And this fire casino is very useful in trying to see things far away through the divine eye. That the divine eye is one of the direct knowledges. So in order to see far away things, or maybe to see in the dark, then you have to create some light. So first he practices jhana, basing on the fire kasina, and then go into fifth jhana and so on. And burning up the body by means of the fire element at the time of attaining Nibbana. That means when an arahant dies, if he has this power, then he could will that his body be consumed by fire when he dies. Nobody has to take care of burning his body, but it will burn by itself. So in order to do that, before dying, he enters into the jhana on the basis of fire kasina, and then will that may my body burn at the time of death or something like that. So that was done by one of the disciples of the Buddha. His name was Bakula. He was foremost among those who are free from disease. He was endowed with perfect health, and his name was Bakula. So when he died, before he died, he said, he thought to himself, I haven't given any duty or any burden to anybody in my life. So even when I die, I will not give them this burden of cremating my body. So let my body cremate itself. So he willed that way, and then he died. And as soon as he died, and the body was consumed by fire.
It didn't wait 3 days?
No, not just the moment he died, the body was burned. Now, the Ayakasina has a basis for such powers as going with the speed of the wind, causing wind storms. The Balukasina has a basis for such powers as creating black form, causing darkness, acquisition of the basis of mastery by the method of fairness and ugliness, and attainment of the liberation by the beautiful. Read M2 again. The yellow kasina is the basis for such powers as creating yellow form, resolving that something shall be gold. So may something be gold, you can resolve that. And then it will turn into gold, or it may look like gold. So for that, the reference is Kindred Sayings, Volume 1, page 145 and following. Acquisition of the basis of mastery and the way stated, and attainment of the liberation by the beautiful. These are the different kinds of jhana. The red kasina is the basis for such powers as creating red forms. Acquisition of the basis of mastery and the way stated, and attainment of the liberation by the beautiful. The white kasina is the basis for such powers as creating white forms, banishing stiffness and torpor. That is, banishing sleepiness, dispelling darkness, causing light for the purpose of seeing visible objects with the divine eye. The light kasina is the basis for such powers as creating luminous forms, banishing stiffness and torpor, dispelling darkness, causing light for the purpose of seeing visible objects with the divine eye. These two have almost the same results. The space kasina is the basis for such powers as revealing the hidden, maintaining postures inside the earth and rocks by creating space inside them, traveling unobstructed through walls and so on. The classification above, below, around, exclusive, measureless applies to all kasinas. So they are different aspects of the kasinas. Now, no kasina, the bottom paragraph, no kasina can be developed by any living being described as follows. Beings hindered by karma, by defilements or by karma result, who lack faith, zeal and understanding, will be incapable of entering into the certainty of rightness in profitable states. Now, hindered by karma refers to those who possess bad karma entailing immediate effect on rebirth, and it is given in the footnotes that it is five kinds of grievous karma: killing one's father, killing one's mother, killing one's father, killing an arahant, and causing the blood to congeal in the body of the Buddha, and causing schism in the community, in the sangha. They are said to be very grievous offenses. And a person who has done any one of these cannot escape rebirth in hell in the next life. So if someone has done something of this, it is said here that he will not be able to develop jhana. The fourth one is, I think, a little important. Here it is said, intentionally shedding of a Buddha's blood. It is believed in the Theravada tradition that Buddha's body is not... We cannot wound a Buddha. We cannot injure a Buddha, I mean. The most we can do is to hit him and then have blood congeals under the skin. Sometimes you hit yourself and there's a blood, what about that? A bruise. No blood comes out, but the blood stays under the, what do you call that? Is it Contusion. Yeah. That is what is meant by the Pali word lohitopada. Not injuring him, but not shedding the Buddha's blood, because Buddhas will never bleed. And by defilement, that means who have fixed wrong view or are hermaphrodites or eunuchs. So these people also cannot attain jhana, even though they practice meditation. And fixed wrong view means what? The no-cause view.